So our next speaker is Antoine Perret, which is one of our local superstars. He's the CTO of Rosa, which is a super nice company in the health sector. Maybe he will tell us more about it. And he's going to talk about the heart of JavaScript, which is the JavaScript event loop. Big round of applause for Antoine.
All right, so you probably, everyone here probably heard that sentence, right? Do not block the event loop, okay? And you might have heard or read on the internet that you should prefer asynchronous code over synchronous code. So question for you is, do you believe that as long as you're using asynchronous code, you're safe and you will never block the event loop? Who believes that async helps you get there? No one. Okay. That is good. So today we're going to look at this and we're going to ask us the question, hey, what does that mean not blocking the event loop? What does that mean not using synchronous APIs? And whether or not using asynchronous API help us stay safe? So I'm the co-founder and CTO of Rosa, and Rosa is building a patient application. We want to help people live healthier for longer. And when you look at the kind of applications that we build, part of Rosa can be labeled as CPU intensive, or there are some parts of our applications where we do some heavy computation. Okay, so we have a calendar application, we have registries that are deployed at hospitals, etc. And when you think about the kind of computation that we do, yes, sometimes you have to compute recurring appointments, so occurrences of recurring appointments. Sometimes we do have to compute hashes to store passwords securely. Sometimes we do have to parse large files, such as iCal. And sometimes, of course, we do date diffing because we have the schedule.